Be a good under shepherd. Be a good under shepherd. 1 Peter 5:2. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. The situation in Jeremiah's time, as seen in today's Bible verse, you can confirm it in the book of Jeremiah. The book of Israel, Israel 1:2. The Bible says that all these were written as example for those who shall be alive at the end time. The ongoing fulfillment of end time prophecies is an indication that the end is near. 1 Corinthians 10:11. In this end time, many pastors and preachers are no longer building precious stones on the surface of the earth. Jesus Christ has done what no man has been able to do. And so he has given us commandment, be pastor, apostle, any position, anybody, as long as we are Christians, he has given us order to walk in his way. These individuals kept as shepherds, they are building building misconduct that is based on their sermon on modern ideology in the order that makes Christianity acceptable in the 21st century generation. Many modern days pastors and ministers of the gospel are failing to live by Apostle Paul's instruction. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. The Bible encourages ministers of the gospel against negligence in service. Ezekiel was also told not to consider their unfriendly countenance, but rather give the word as he was given or he was asked to. As a Christian parent, you need to take cognizance of today's message for your family. Your home is the God-given flock which you have been assigned to nurture and nurture in the fear of God. Followers, however, also have the duty to cross-check what they are being taught by their leaders, like the barren Christians in Acts 17:11. Are you a shepherd or a wolf? Think about this, and may the Lord grant you understanding in the name of Jesus. Be a good under shepherd, building your flocks not on the basis of your modern ideologies, but on the will of God and according to the doctrines of Christ. I pray that God, in His infinite mercy, will strengthen us to do His will. Amen. Shalom, shalom.